This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Jean, and joining us in the studio is the fabulous Lisa Mann. Hey, Lisa.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Oh, we're very good. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm doing all right on this cold Wednesday Eve.
It is a bit chilly, isn't it?
I tell you what, I'm lucky I'm padded.
You're lucky you're padded. How do you keep yourself warm?
Oh, look, I like to drink lots of hot chocolate, actually. I'm a big hot chocolate fan.
Marshmallows or no marshmallows?
Yes, marshmallows, just because you've got to do the marshmallows, but I am a bit of a dunker as well. So you get the hot biscuits.
You
get the hot chocolate and the biscuits. No.
I've never understood a Tim Tam slam, and I tried it once with a chocolate teddy bear biscuit. Did not work.
No, I can't imagine why. No, I'm more of a traditional girl, like a Monte Carlo or a Kingston.
Oh, I love a Kingston. I'd never let any hot liquid get between me.
I'll tell you, the hot topics
Kingston.
On Mad Wednesday. So just tell you wouldn't hear it anywhere else.
It's really warm something. Now, I mean, as much as I appreciate getting you in to talk about biscuits and hot chocolate, that's why we got you here, because it was announced last night that you are going to be hosting the Mr. Boylesque competition for Mr. Boylesque Australia.
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm going back as my second year as MC this year to see all the boys and see what they put together. It's going to be a great night of entertainment at the 24 Moons.
Now, people are often confused. What is burlesque, boylesque, burlesque?
Well, it's certainly not the music you're playing now. And I tell you what, no. Burlesque is, it's a male form of burlesque. So it's striptease, it's art, it's funny, it's kooky.
What I love about burlesque is it's a style of performance it's so unique to itself. It's so seductive. It really is.
Fantastic.
You're performing in front of an audience, but it's so intimate.
It's very intimate.
Oh, it's great. Like, many of you would go, like, burlesque is just doing a bit of a striptease, having some tassels on your bits, but there's such artistry to it. It's fabulous.
There really is, and I'm probably not the one to talk about because I've yet to do it. But I tell you what I do love about burlesque is I got my start out in Melbourne drag doing burlesque, like hosting and working in burlesque shows, and I just found it to be the most empowering body positive community. Everyone's supporting each other. Everyone just gets behind each other. There's some politics, but for the general part, everyone just gets along and has their bits out. Yeah.
So you hosted the competition last year.
I did.
What can people expect if they don't really know that much about burlesque?
Oh,
look. If they come to the Mr. Boylesque Australia competition,
you're going to see a diverse range of contestants.
Okay.
That's the one thing I can guarantee. It's not always, hot models with good bodies or anything like that. You're going to see some chunky, hairy boys. You're going to see some flamboyant guys.
I'm there for both of those.
Right. You're also going to see, people who've been studying circus acts for years.
Because
so there's contortion.
Burlesque takes on so many different forms.
Absolutely. There's so many
comedy,
different categories.
There's striptease. There's so much to it. So it must be really hard for someone to have to look at performers and then judge them.
Absolutely. There's certain criteria that they have to complete.
Yep.
It's like, a nice figure skating routine. You know, they've got to do a nice triple axel.
Can't have a sequence, drop to the floor.
Right, yes. So there's certain categories. So you get to do like one of your own, a classical and a neo, I believe.
And these are all performers. Like they've done, they're all in this category. They've performed before. So this
absolutely.
This is like the peak of the peak. How do we get to a final? Do they have rounds?
They don't have rounds for Mr. Boylesque Australia. They do have rounds for Miss. Yeah, that's right. They do have rounds for Miss Burlesque Australia. What they do have to do, obviously, though, is submit videos of their acts, go through a bit of a vetting process and stuff like that.
Now, the Miss Burlesque Australia competition is actually happening this week, isn't
it? Yes, it's so exciting.
This
Friday night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's incredible. It is the creme de la creme of Australian burlesque. These women have fought and glued and hot stoned and rhinestoned and wine stoned and everything. They've got their feathers out, they've got their tits out. It's going to be a fantastic night of entertainment for Miss Burlesque Australia.
So this is great. This means over 2 weeks you can experience the creme de la creme of what burlesque is in Australian performance.
Absolutely. All
and
here.
Lisa Mann.
Absolutely, yeah, and me.
And Lisa Mann.
By default.
Oh, no, don't be silly. You're a fabulous, fabulous performer. Now, the Mr. Boylesque Australia competition is happening next Friday, on Friday the 14th. 15th of June. The Miss Burlesque one's happening this week. The one next week is happening at 24 Moons. And you can get your tickets via missburlesqueaustralia.com. If you're not sure how that's spelt, I'm going to put the details up on our social medias so that it's nice and easy to find, because I'm going to be honest, I spell burlesque wrong all the time.
My phone just smells at burlesque now.
I spell my name wrong all the time, let alone crazy hard words like that.
Robbie has two B's, not three.
Only if I wanted to. it's an excellent venue, 24 Moons, too. I've been to a few things there.
And they lend itself out to this style event really, really easily. The staging and the lighting that they've put in there now, it's just fantastic.
Do you have a favourite burlesque performer from last year's crop?
Oh, look, I do. Reese Lightning, who is our current reigning, fantastic. High energy, high octane, sexy, funny, all of it.
Reese has always been that. Really.
Reese has always been that. But also there was one, Joshua James, who is just this adorable little thick carb with a juicy derriere.
Oh, my God. I was really worried about where
my
that was going.
Lord.
Yes, no, stay tuned.
I absolutely
Mad Wednesday's up late for the rest
I
of that.
I panicked a lot.
It goes to show, that, which is great. It's awesome to see, you were saying, the diversity of body types being represented.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic. And you know what? We can't wait to get along and see it. Now, Lisa, that's just talking the Mr. Burlesque competition and the Miss Burlesque competition that's happening this week, Mr. Boyless, next week.
Oh, the week after.
Week after, sorry. We'll put 14th. All of the details, 14th. We'll put all of the details up on our social media.
Great.
So that you can get your own tickets. But Lisa, do you feel like sticking around for a bit of a natter with us?
Oh, look, if you'll have me, it'd be rude not to, wouldn't it? Once I've been so cordially invited.
More importantly, if you had to come up with a burlesque name for the lovely Robbie over there, what would you do?
Oh, can I come back to that in our next break?
Why not? While Lisa does some thinking, I'd just like to remind you all that we've got a little competition we're giving away today, which is pretty awesome. We've got a double pass for the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra's Last Night at the Proms, where you can dust off your streamers in Union Jack and get on down to Hamer Hall at Arts Centre Melbourne on July the 13th to see some fabulous British tunes performed by the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. Tickets are on sale right now via mso.com.au, but you can go in the draw to win a double pass by simply guessing this song. Some people have done it already. Can you? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au to go into the draw. You can't have won anything in the last week and you have to be a JOY member. Ooh. What is this song? 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au to go into the draw. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we've got Lisa sticking around.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.